I mean rest.
Come on, Ali Brochala se pola take pola diga pola stega bout. Abala take pala ratike pala mazete male mazonto bale rantela kalate. Nitola zatate. Libo patatate tate tote pola stega ba. Ibrochala moza pala te kola ste. Lenny Malamas take a fella and a Malamas. I phone dress and me and they gave for a take a fella statida. I phone dress in Christ. See, my mind is at rest. I am in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, thank you. Be seated. Thank you. Oh, awesome. Glory to God. My mind is at rest. I found rest in Christ. I found rest in salvation. I found rest in ministry. I find purpose in Christ. I am not directionless. I found rest in Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I found rest in Christ. My mind is at rest. No agitation. I found rest in Christ. I'm not the one without purpose. I'm not the one praying for my destiny. I found rest in Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Savantisto, Gambastaga, Vicantila, Stogo Vati, Rondostoga, Vacatel, Liaste, Gambasta, Copirante, Colianto, Stogavala, Shatamagavandos, Imbotacapala, Rantica, Palastega, Vabate, Capala, Imbrocho. For I give my mind to what matters. I give my mind to what will stand the test of time. I give my mind to what will be when nothing else will be again. Yeah, Canto Lande, Sovaninke, Vrocha, Calastega, Vapantesto. Lingendama, Halinkis to go, Valastega, Volastega, Vocantila, to go va until in Vrotatos, to Vacantilla, Anti Zavante, Campora, and then so Vata. Yeah, for the word is not a fable to me. No, yeah, I'm not one of those stylish unbelievers that comes to church. No, I'm not one of those stylish atheists that comes to church. No, I give my mind to the priorities of God's word. Yeah, Kevostega Fa. He said, why I set my heart on things above and not on things on earth. Yeah, continue last together. Things above is my reality. Things above are my reality. Yeah, they are my obsession. They are the things I fight to keep, okay? They are the things I go to the court of law over. They are the things I go to court over. Those are the things. Yeah, that's my perimeter. That's my perimeter. That's the things. Those are the things I don't take a no for an answer. Ah, is that I get to? I get it. Come to Rosto go vapati stege vipo tos in brocho katala zinki mino stego pao. Again, we are not directionless. We are not. Amen. Everything else works because this is working. Amen. That's the point. Everything else works. Okay. Everything else is called walking because this is called walking. Yeah. Think about that. Everything else is called walking because this is called walking. Until so go. Everything else about your life is called walking. It's called walking because this is walking. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm not agitated. Yeah. Have you observed that things don't satisfy men? Things don't satisfy people. Yeah, people aspire for a position. They aspire for an height. They aspire for a status. They get there and yet they ask, what else? Yeah. After getting there, they now ask, what else? What next? And that was the journey of the man in rebellion that now goes from one to one, trying to look for what is not missing. But in Christ, you found rest. In Christ, you found purpose, you found direction. You found a purpose for living. Praise God. How are you doing, everybody? Say, I found rest in Christ. Yeah, I found rest in Christ. Thank you so much for that. Found rest in Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Pick your Bible. 2 Timothy 3. Well done. So, hope you remember everything we studied yesterday. Okay. Found rest in Christ. That's serious. That's a lot. Seeing the things in Christ as your ultimate, as the big deal to you. That's a lot. Those are not shallow confession. I found rest in Christ. Please, don't forget, I keep saying something. You're not a stylish atheist. We have plenty atheists in church. They say what they don't believe. Yeah, they sing to a God that they don't think follows them home. Okay? They sing to a church that they don't actually think is with them in their bedroom when they are making their life decisions. Okay? Imagine singing, "I found rest in Christ." And when you make all your life decisions, all your life plan, God is not in the picture. God is not in the equation. That means you are just lying in church. A lot of people lie in church. That's not you. Amen. That's not you. I surrender all to you on Sunday and on Monday. We see where the surrender goes. No, that's not you. So the things do you know all we do in this church? We only said we are going to practice all we have learned. Amen. That's all we are doing. Nothing new. Nothing new. Nothing deep. All we said is that all those songs that we have heard in our SU days, in our Christian hymnal, in all those hymn books, all those stuffs, we just said, okay, if it is truth, we are going to do it. That's all we do here. That's nothing new. No new Jesus, no new dimension. I just meant that gather together and say, okay, we are going to have a group of men who will say we are not disobedient to the heavenly call. That is why the priority is not the crowd. It's men that are devoted. Men that are consecrated. Men that are consecrated. For a long time, all of us have knew that study of Paul. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. But how many truly want to be able to say that at the end of their life? We'll read that and we'll celebrate Paul. And we'll go about our way. Why? Amen. Amen. So that's the peculiarity about us. We are not atheists. If we read it, we believe it. Hallelujah. Okay, so you remember where we stopped yesterday, right? So we said we spoke about faith in two ways. I said faith is to agree that the utterances of the prophet is the Holy Ghost speaking. Remember? Yeah, that's faith, is to agree that the utterances of the prophets is the Holy Ghost speaking. That means the words in the Bible, they are not just there for fun. They are not cliche. They are not fanciful stories. They are not just things that are written by a drunk man. I agree. That's faith. That's faith. That's faith. The man out there that is trying to jingle everything together, saying this, saying that, your only issue is that you are refusing to trust that God is behind the inspiration of the scriptures. And secondly, we said faith is to agree that Jesus is the Christ of the scripture. Jesus is the Christ of the scriptures. So when we say Jesus Christ, Jesus is person, Christ prophecy. To say Jesus Christ is to say this Jesus is the Christ of the prophet. Is the Christ of the prophet. That's what we are saying. Is the Christ. Is the anointed one. So that means to call him Jesus is okay. But to call him Christ is to agree that this is who God has been speaking about. Yes, John said, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That last phrase, he shall save his people from their sins, is to agree with Isaiah 53. That means his name shall be called Jesus Christ. Simple. So that last phrase, he shall save his people from their sin, is an utterance of the prophets. That is what has been written before him. So to merge the two together is to call him Jesus Christ. So that means Jesus is person, Christ your faith. Hallelujah. So anytime you say Jesus Christ, what are you saying? I agree that this is who God is. This is who God said will come. I agree that this is the man that came to take sins away. I agree. Say, I agree. That's the point. That's why you call him Jesus Christ. It's not just a title. It's a statement of faith. Hope you got that. To say Jesus Christ, Jesus is person, Christ, I agree that this is it, that Abraham spoke about. This is it that David wrote about. This is it that Isaiah prophesied about. This is it that Jeremiah prophesied about. This is it that takes away sin. Remember in John 21, no, John 20, when he appeared to Thomas and he didn't believe, and later he appeared and he touched his side, he said, yes. He said, but blessed are they who, although they don't see me, but they believe. But they believe. So I was saying some things yesterday that, for instance, why do you think, did I ask you question yesterday that why didn't Jesus write a gospel? Did I ask you yesterday? Think about that. It would be awesome if we have the gospel of Jesus. Like, that means written by my hands, myself. Why? Feel free. I've answered for you, but feel free. Why do you think we don't have a gospel that just face Luke or face one of the writers? Okay, Luke is not around then. Anybody can write then, please start writing. I, the Son of God. Yes, Sister Grace. What has been written is enough proof. I will not side with that too much. Sister Vivian. He was not to testify of himself. Clear! Somebody is raising up his hand at the back. You have tallied with her. But this, our statement is not yet complete. Who can buttress this further? Like, yes, he is not to testify of himself. Yes, we know. But, hope you know, he also spoke, right? He preached. Why didn't he write? Now, marry what Sagre said and what she said. Marry together. And what is it? What do you say again? How do you put it? What is written? What do you say? So, what is written, Old Testament, he must not testify of himself. Mix it two together. What must happen? Sir? Men will have to testify based on what is written. That is the meaning of, God. No, he said he glorified his word more than what? His name. Because his word is a statement of collabo. Sorry, is a statement of agreement. So, because he said he glorified his word, right? More than his name. Who wrote his word? Men, right? That means faith is a big deal to God. Oh God, I don't know if you are understanding this. Faith is a big deal to God. That means it's not about what I say as much as somebody agreeing with what I have said and writing it down. Someone must agree. That's the point. That's the word of God. Someone agreeing with that testimony. Isaiah said, who has believed our reports? Someone agreeing with that report. Say faith is a big deal to God. That's the point. It's a big deal. Okay, you still see this today. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 15, 16. And that from a shadow has known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. 16 now says, all Scripture are is profitable for what? Doctrine, okay? For reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, look at that 15 and 16 very well. So, Scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation. That is the doctrine. Being sovizo, wise unto salvation, verse 15 is actually the doctrine. So, 17 is actually, sorry, 15 is the doctrine. 16 is now talking about the application of doctrine. Because being wise unto salvation is to understand the doctrine of Christ. Being wise unto salvation is to understand the doctrine of Christ. So, based on 15, doctrine of Christ, which is the result of my understanding in verse 15, the doctrine of Christ will now instruct, it will correct, it will reprove, it will instruct in all righteousness. So 16 should be, is like the application of verse 15. Are you with me? Are you with me? Say doctrine, we reprove. Say doctrine, we correct. Say doctrine, we instruct in all righteousness. Say, I understand doctrine by the study of the scriptures. That's what I'm saying. Do you get it right now? Yeah, that's the point. That means as we are teaching God's word, automatically, God's word corrects you, right? God's word instructs you. God's word gives you evidence. God's word gives you direction for living. Okay. So, also, before I continue, let me clarify something I said yesterday. Yeah, I remember when I was saying something, I was touching the fact that you shouldn't go to anybody's office to say, this job is mine, this one. Okay, try and get me right, okay? But somebody actually had to ask me that. Please clarify this. I say, I was never saying you cannot receive a good job for yourself. Please do. All I am speaking against is that just know when not to cross the borderline between covetousness and receiving for yourself. Are you with me? You can actually know, of course, when you go, you're going for interview in the name of Jesus, I'm favored today. I will not be praying that God, give my neighbors, I'm walking in love, give others. No, that's not what you say. So God, I receive the best today. I receive. So just ensure, to be candid, when we are in drawing practical examples, it's very difficult to draw the line. When we come to practicals, okay? It's very difficult to draw the line between, okay, what is too much, what is too little, what is idolatrous, and what is proper. Are you with me? So, of course, that's why you also have the Spirit of God. So, all I'm just speaking against is that when it's now turning to jukokoro, you know, greed, everything. So, that's what I'm trying to just clarify yesterday. Galatians 1. Verse 11 and 12. Hallelujah. So I said yesterday that that two stands, okay? It gives us a bias for Bible interpretation, right? I mean, knowing fully well that it's about Jesus. Knowing fully well that it's not men did not speak of themselves. Men spoke by the Holy Ghost. Okay? God inspired men to speak. That's why we call the Bible the Word of God. When we say the Bible is the Word of God, we are not saying it is God that is talking all through there, but we are saying God inspired the men that spoke, and you can never find a better inspiration. God inspired the men that wrote those Bible, and you will never find a better inspiration anywhere. Your dream will never be better. Your utterance to tomorrow will never be better than what is written. So that's why we say the Bible is the Word of God. Two reasons. Number one, God inspired the what? Men that spoke. Secondly, you will not find a better inspiration anywhere. No other book in the Bible is that inspired. Okay, so we are saying, so why am I now saying you must be biased? It's because these two things will give you a mindset that anything I'm reading Esther, I'm reading this, I'm reading that, all I am permitted, I am constrained to ensure I look for Christ in this documentation. I am constrained to ensure that I don't read things and interpret them as things. I read about things, I interpret them as Christ. Okay? I don't study things, I don't study experiences, and I'm interpreting them as experiences. I study the experience of people in the Old Testament, etc., and I interpret them in the light of redemption. I interpret them in the light of redemption. So, you will see a lot of instances that will seem to negate this truth. Since man's frailty is involved in the documentation, you will see a lot of instances that will seem to negate this truth.
Because man frailty is involved in the documentation. Look at John the Baptist, for instance. He is called the emoji of all the prophets. The greatest of them all. See, because man frailty, F-R-A-L-I-T-Y, right? A-I-L-T-Y. Because man frailty is involved in that documentation. So you will see, so at times you will see some things that will look inconsistent. It seems to negate that truth. The same way John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." And one day he came to say, "Are you the Christ, or should we look for another?" So you could see doubt, right? Huh? You could see doubt in the prophets. Yet God is saying, "These people are seeing my best." Hallelujah. Praise God. When your God is going to the stream to fetch water, what does he carry? Bucket or basket? That's the God. Hallelujah. You don't choose to qualify. That is part of the message. I love to say, David and Nathan, morally, who is more qualified to speak about Christ? Nathan, Prophet Nathan, right? He should be the man of God. But nobody in the New Testament remembered him. I don't know if anybody remembered him. Nobody, zero. Samuel, once. Somebody just managed to write his name somewhere. Maybe he removed his name somewhere. Just smuggled his name somewhere. Yes, remember in our Sunday school as children, Samuel is our role model, right? Shemi lomo re re bis. English. No English. Okay, stop. Thank you. No, but I have never heard of make me like David. Say, David, eh? Okiro. So, because of man frailty, it was easy to look away. Say, David, this one. Be like Samuel, yes. He's a good boy, yes. He listens to his parents, yes. And that's what your parents will be like. Use them to preach to you to be submissive at home. This is experience, yes. You don't tell you to be like Hosea that went to marry an Alot, right? Never. No, don't go there. Don't go there. So, man's frailty is being involved in documentation. That is part of the message. That is part of the further demonstration of Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Sorry, I'm saying a lot of things which you understand. Which you understand because of where we have been coming from. That is part of that demonstration of God's election. That don't worry. I will select the man that is not qualified to teach you a lesson of what the salvation plan is meant to be. It's deliberate. Very deliberate. Deliberate that it's like that. Very deliberate, not coincidental. Very deliberate. The unqualified, yeah. You see that in 1 Corinthians 1. Anyway, so I said, same way you see a man, imagine like maybe some of you can see a man. Anyway, let me not use that one as an example. God's inspired connotes reference and attention. Write that down. God's inspired, I will explain, it connotes reverence. And attention. That's why you can see a man that is not, that he does not, you are richer than him, everything, yet he's your pastor. Yet he's the one that is teaching you the word of God. But same way in the Old Testament, that a man is inspired of God to speak about Christ is enough for reverence and to give such a person attention. Are you with me now? That you see a man that is inspired of God. That alone is enough for reverence and attention. So, please, in our study of the Bible, there will be a singularity, okay? A singularity. Singularity. A singular focus. A singular focus. So Galatians 1 verse 11 now. Let's roll on today. Galatians 1 verse 11. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For, are you there? Okay, sorry, you know you're writing. Well done. Okay. I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men. Verse 12, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of... So, what does that mean right now? I receive it by the revelation of Jesus Christ. What does it mean by the revelation of Jesus Christ? Huh? Feel free now, from from Matthew 15, that 16 that we read yesterday. You have said this right now. How did Paul receive his own revelation? God sat him somewhere under a juniper tree and he was talking to him. So what does he mean by the revelation of Jesus Christ? Huh? Faith. Faith in what? Faith in your vision. So where are those utterances? So that means as I'm praying for revelation, for the insight into revelation, knowledge of him, what must I do immediately? I must study, right? So if I pray and I'm not studying, am I interested in knowing? No. Try and write that down the way you can understand. That means the revelation of the scripture comes by study. It comes by study. So when he's saying, I understood by the revelation, he's saying, I studied. This is the apostle that clearly documents most of the New Testament ministry for us. So it's not saying you should say that, okay, I mean, I'll go to my room today, to my room, and go and study. That's not what he's saying. He's just saying this is a result of study and faith in the utterances. See Romans 16:25. No, if you take that thing over Paul, you say, neither was I taught it. Well, Paul has taught it so that we can teach it. Are you with me? Paul taught it so that you cannot what? Teach it. Or should I say, Paul was not taught it, he received it by study, so that you can teach it. So don't say, me too, I will go to my room, I will go and look for the revelation of Christ. Well, now we have what is called the church. These people are what we call the foundational apostles. That's Romans, Ephesians 2, verse 21. It says we are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. We still get there, maybe today. Okay, see Romans 16, 25. So all I'm saying there is that don't say to that, I won't submit myself to the study of gospel. I'll go and study on my own. That's not what he's saying. He's just saying, I got my own by the study of the scripture. That's what Paul is saying. I was not taught by the legalistic people around. Imagine if Paul was discipled by James, etc. We don't know what would have happened. Romans 16, 25. Well done. Are you there, brethren? Is that Romans 16? Doesn't look like Romans 16. Okay, I've seen Corinthians. Okay, 16:25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, which is the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. Verse 26. Want to go loud and clear, please? It's made manifest by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Amen, amen. So he said from the revelation of the scripture, scriptures of the prophets. This is the commandment of the everlasting God. You will get saved, a man will have to preach to you, like it or not. Oh God. Men wrote those words. Yes, they became the perimeter of God's working. It's very easy for, as I'm speaking right now, for me to start speaking that, once you just start, once you hear, and I close my eyes, I see. Yeah. Start describing it. By the normal human being, we just, more reverence. Oh, God, what are you saying? Divine, right? Yeah. Talk. Yes, sir. Oh, and I see three candles. Yeah. And one is short, one is long, one is red, one is white. Immediately you are.
But just read. Ephesians 2.
Ephesians 2. Isaiah. Oh, well, that would be right. Habakkuk.
No.
Say me. I'm a believer. That's the point. Your case, I've told you, your case is different. Too. This is what tickles you. Okay? Okay, see John 16 to 12. We started reading that yesterday, yeah? John 16 12. This is what I was actually trying to explain yesterday. I was not asking you that the work of the Spirit, is it new? Is it fresh after the resurrection? Has the Spirit been doing these things before resurrection? Has it been doing it in the Old Testament? John 16, verse 12. Well done. Okay, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Albeit, look at your Bible, please. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He will glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. So, who can tell me the only new thing in this passage that never happened in the Old Testament? Look at it critically. Feel free. Don't forget, this is John 16. After John 14, John 15. Feel free. Look at it. The Spirit. No. That's what we clarified yesterday, that the Spirit was actually there from Genesis 1, verse 2. The Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters, which is talking about the inspiration of the prophets by which they now spoke. Let there be light. Okay? So the Spirit has been working. So what is the game changer here? Yes? OTP, O Dakeni. Clarity. Vivian, you are always getting some things by the Spirit, but you think something shook. Yes? Sayane? You indwelt man. Full counsel of God. Pastor John? What is it? Mix that with what Vivian said. Did he said the Spirit will testify of Christ? What did he say there? Did he say the Spirit will testify of Christ? Who will the Spirit testify of? Did he say the Spirit will testify of Christ? Just grammar now. Don't interpret. Did he say the Spirit will testify of Christ? Say the Spirit will testify of who? What is the word he used there very well? The Spirit will testify of who? Of me. So, what is the singular biggest thing in John 16? I am. It's just to replace that Christ as who? Me. Oh God, I know you get that. It's to he's just showing them clearly. Okay, see, the same thing the Spirit has been doing before, he will still keep doing it. He will make things better, clear to you. Things about me. Now, me. No, as I said, it's after John 14, right? When he said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, right? Are you with me, brethren? That's why you say, okay, show us the Father. It will be not for us. Say, have you seen, not seen me, and you have not known the Father? He that seeth who? Me. Has seen the Father. Praise God. So, what you are seeing here is a depiction of the Father. These are believers. That's how you could now tell them, don't worry, that spirit will testify of me. Me. It's just saying, I am the Christ. Oh, well done. Well done, well done, well done. So, in John 16, like we have studied yesterday, please don't forget what I said initially. I said documentation is a further proof of faith. Documentation. If it is, no, it is easy for, oh God, these are things that you should be joyful about. No, it is easy for a man to found a religion and to write about himself. It's not easy. It's easy now. Would you find your religion and will you write bad things about yourself? No, you write it very well. But the joker in Christianity is that what? The Savior stood, he stood on his own. People received it, they wrote about him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say documentation is a proof that they are believers before me. It's a, I learned, sorry, see the Quran, is that Quran is just one chapter, right? Everything is just one, Abby. Somebody just, one person wrote, Abby. Wrote. Bah. This one is not one person, okay? We had Matthew, we had Mark, we have Luke, we have John, okay? We have Paul, we have Peter, we have Apollos, we have James, right out of the book of Hebrews, we had Jude, we had the prophets. Different people writing the same thing. It's a joker. No, it's easy for you to come out to say, I am the best footballer. Does Ronaldo call himself the best footballer? Huh? Does he call himself the best footballer? Also, well, I'm not really... Well, I don't see much of that, okay? It is people that say, no, this is my man. Hallelujah. Although me, I'm for mercy. Praise God. And today, me too, I'm with the microphone, like she was with the microphone, son. So, mic cancel microphone. Hallelujah. But actually, these are very awesome men anyway. So, I'm saying, it's people that will now say no. In fact, people will now tear their shirt over Ronaldo. That is real. That's the real deal. It's very simple for you to just go to the town, you shout, you say, yeah, I am the one. Believe in me. No. But do your work very well. Others will shout about you. Praise God. That is our Savior. Amen. 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 Say, did his work very well? And men wrote of him. Amen. Hope you know there was not one single thing written about Jesus before the resurrection. All the even four gospels, in fact, it's so funny that the four gospels were even written after the epistles. They just had to put it before in the arrangements. That's why John wrote his own epistle, gospel, almost at the same time he was writing his epistle. So it was after men believed. Oh God. See Luke 1 again. Don't forget what we are trying to study, the Bible and its interpretation. Oh, is it? Hey, God. Luke 1, verse 1. No, these are things that you just know that I'm not wrong. Go, you just tell yourself, I'm not wrong. Go, just say, I'm not in folly. Hallelujah. I'm not just super excited. Let's read Luke 1, verse 1. One to go. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they deliver them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitness and ministers of the word. Hallelujah. Theos was eyewitness. Ministers. Before being ministers, who are they? They saw it. They saw it happen. See, men saw God on earth. Amen, amen. Hey, God. Men saw God died on the cross. They saw him being buried. They saw him appear again. Men, not one. Men. No, all these things is to bat conviction in man. Men saw God come down in the flesh. Men saw him arise to heaven in Acts 1. They saw him. It was physical. They saw him. Say I'm not into folly. Please, come on. Say I'm not into folly. Say this is not make believe. So, that is, you know, you see when Pastor John is teaching, breaking the body water, she's going from Isaiah, Jeremiah, Habakkuk, Lamentation, to show you from different angles, different men, different slangs, Hebrew, Greek, same thing. See, that's God. Amen, amen. The Pastor John will say, God, I want to be mysterious, he will not give you 66 books. And trust me, is to save your life. You could have made it 1,000 books. No, that's not actually funny. Okay, how many Christian literature do we have? Can you count? And even I can tell you the truth. Some of those books, Dada Shea Thomas, Baruch, that were actually removed, it's not actually because many of them are bad. No. It's because it's difficult to interpret. Are you with me? It's because it is difficult to interpret. It's not because they are actually bad, but the interpretation is just, it's difficult. So, some men sat down. You call them, how many elders? I've forgotten the 1611 men that they sat down, they now picked the Torah, Old Testament. They now see, it is men, okay? This is not God that did this. God gave sufficient evidence. Men just say, okay, let's limit the Bible, the canon, to this 66 book. And somehow, an unseen hand endorses it. And between then and now, nobody could update the Bible. Say, that's our God. Say, he walks through men. You won't know. You just be thinking that people sat down. They divide your Bible into chapters. Chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4. They put it there. God then does it. So don't worry. That's better for comprehension. That's better for reverence. It was actually only the book of Psalms that was chapterized in the Old Testament. That's what you see as it's written in the second psalm, in the third psalm, because it was a song, which is just like a stanza. All other books, they are just written like that. Like, men, chapterize it for you. Men remove some books. Say, this is enough. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, there's an intelligent God behind the scriptures. So, please, I'm still reading Luke 1. So, he said, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitness and ministers of the word. Verse 3, it seems good to me also, having had what? Perfect understanding of all things, from the very first to write unto thee, in order, most excellent Theophilus. Verse 4, want to go, please? That thou mayest know the certainty of those things. Hallelujah. Wherein thou hast been what? So, why do we have extra book? For what? Conviction, right? That you might know the certainty. Certainty. Some people will now go and pick Matthew 1. Look, we'll be comparing and contrast. In this place, they say it is one leper. This place, they say it's two leper. They say it's one madman of Gadara. This one says, you are not serious. An extra documentation is giving you for certainty. Not for you to disdain. For certainty. And of course, it's eyewitness. Right? Yet God endures it. All those blessed, you saw those Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor in the spirit, they shall see God. Blessed are, shall I tell you this? Those are summary of a long 3 days teaching. Summary. Summarization. Summary. That's not what Jesus said for 3 days. Amen, amen. So, sorry, you may not like this. You know, you have been seeing the word of Jesus in red, Abby. No, that's not the words of Jesus. Amen. Those are the words of men that sat down under Jesus. Their lecture notes. Yet, therein is faith. Therein is salvation. Therein is eternal life. Jesus wrote no book. There was no perfect tete a tete. This is this. But men sat down under him. They now wrote it out for you. Praise God. Praise God. See, man's frailty is part of God's tool to redeem man. And you, if you now see that, if you now see Acts 1, verse 1 now says, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus. Same man. Same Luke wrote the book, Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostle. So he was referring to Luke here, to that Gospel of Luke. Now say, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Maybe, I believe more than 4 people wrote about Jesus. Maybe some people, their writing is not good like that of a Jude. So you just say, this one, how will people even read this one? Let it go. You read down and say, this one, they wrote it. Oh, okay, it's okay, but it's enough. This is enough. And because God is strong, man today, you will quote the words of men and you'll be saved. Hallelujah. You know, there was a theory that actually Isaiah 53, you know, somebody actually said that that is not actually Isaiah, that is unlikely to be Isaiah waking up one day speaking like that, because there is really no chapter like that in the old Bible. No chapter like Isaiah 53, no, not one. That it was strictly Christ-centered from verse 1 to verse, it's all Christ-centered that you can't doubt any part, that you cannot say, you cannot misinterpret, you should not misinterpret any verse. But do you know, actually, people actually say that this is actually men picking utterances of Isaiah from in different times, lining it up together in a chapter. Yet, Jesus came, he quoted it. That is where Paul got all his revelation from. Isaiah 53. Identification. Where else will you find clear that he was made sin for us? He made his grave with the wicked. Okay, this is just for you to still appreciate the scripture. We're just starting. So, John 16. So, hope you have written that down, that documentation is a further proof of faith. Okay? The documentation of the Bible is a further proof of faith. Is a further proof of faith. These are men that you could trace their, if you are into history, you could trace their life. History knew John, that he was banished to the island of Patmos. Are you with me? History knew him. In fact, clearly history knew Peter, right? That's why Catholic today, they had St. Peter Cathedral, etc. These are men that are known, not figures that fell from the sky. History knew Luke, St. Luke, right? History knew them. That, okay, these are different men, not a conjured people or angels that are just appear from anywhere, just brought things together and they get themselves named. No. Men. Hallelujah. So in John 15, clearly we have seen that sin will be a rejection of the anointed one. That's sin. So when you see things like, thou shalt not call upon the name of the Lord in vain. What do you think he's talking about? It means don't esteem the work of redemption as nothing. A lot of times you think that, anytime we say, oh God, or like some terrible people say today, oh gosh, I didn't know the meaning of that rubbish. So somebody say, okay, God, since God said we should not call his name in vain, let me not be saying, oh what? Oh gosh, oh your mouth. Okay, when I get you, she just give you a slap. I don't know. Say, oh geez. That I call Jesus, that means I've called his name in vain. No, to call his name in vain is to esteem lightly the authority of redemption. Okay? His name is his authority. So that's sin. I'm just explaining another way you will see sin in the Old Testament. So thou shalt not call the name of the Lord God in vain. That's talking about don't esteem the work of the Savior, okay, as nothing. Don't call it in vain. Don't hold it in derision. Don't hold it don't hold it for nothing. Sorry. Also, he spoke about righteousness. So righteousness will be because of the acceptance of the work of the Savior. A man is righteous because he accepted the work of the Savior. Now, I will just explain 2 Timothy. For now. I will continue tomorrow. So, again, please, guys, what is now sound doctrine? I will explain this and we'll be done. What is sound doctrine? Sound doctrine is now to... I know I've defined sound doctrine different definition, especially in Bible's interpretation. I just keep defining. Sound doctrine is now to differentiate those utterances and to bring out the Christ. Please write that down. You should know the meaning of differentiation in this church, either from calculus or from can the Bible be wrong? No, God, which one? Yes. So, sound doctrine is to differentiate those utterances, bringing out the Christ. Sound doctrine is now to read the book of Esther to bring out who? Jesus, right? Read the book of Psalm. And don't talk about things. Talk about Jesus. Read the book of Proverbs. Don't talk about the business. Talk about Jesus. Read which other book? Read everything. And talk about this, the Christ. Now, 2 Timothy 4 verse 1, please. 4 verse 1. Please follow me. Please, I will be explaining this and that will be it. 4 verse 1. Are you there? Thank you. That means in sound doctrine is now to look beyond the frailty, look beyond the plenty things that men. No, trust me. Does that say something more to you? That God honors his servant no matter what. That those men with all those big faults, okay, were endorsed of God forever. That means just come to God's vineyard, he honors you forever. Regardless of your issues, regardless of your frailty, regardless of your misdeeds, he honors you forever. Oh, wow. You know, if you're a minister, you should say glory to that. You should say, you know, you should say, oh, wow. But that's true. It's true. And God will judge men based on their disobedience to those words. God will judge men. Say, it's not David. David, old David, I killed a man on the battlefront. You see, he will go to hell. Keep saying that. Old David, that is Bathsheba. You are going to hell. You don't understand. You will go to hell now. That's just, again, Jacob have I loved. Israel have I hated. Be or worse. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's the joy, okay? Paul could easily say, I have wronged no man. I didn't wrong you. He said, didn't you kill someone in Damascus? Who? I don't know what you're talking about. I have wronged no man. Amen, amen. Say the honor on the man of God is eternal. You are in the best profession in life, amen. Praise God. You will never be rated poor. Just that's the point. You will never be rated poor. Say poor, never. Never. You say, but sir, I'm stammering. I'm scoring 52 in the exam. See, that's your 52, eh? God will save me through it. You don't know? You don't score 52, if I catch you. But God will save men through it. He does not speak. See this, the defense of every pastor. His English is Yoruba. You better listen. he does not. It's not even touch. See his sandal. You will go to hell. I'm serious. Sorry, I couldn't wear that in here. Don't mind me. You just go to hell. That's the point. Not see you. Okay, chapter 4, verse 1. Please just get all this from what you are saying. I shall thee, therefore. Peace, are you with me? Oh, you have slept. Okay. Therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Verse 2. Slowly, want to go? Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Please, now, that word, instant in season. That word in season is a Greek word, enkarios. Please, eukarios. Sorry, EU. Please write this down. Please, I beg you, write this down. EU, then K A I R O S. EU, K A I R O S. That's a Greek word there. Eukarios, right? Eukarios. So, it means when there is opportunity, okay? When it is convenient. Please, I'm going somewhere. When it's convenient, when it's there is opportunity. Now, the next word, out of season, is a Greek word. And that Greek word, akarios. Just put, instead of EU, put A. Akarios. Akarios is simply the opposite of eukaryos. Now, so that means when the message is not in season, when it is not convenient, when the message is not in season, when it's not convenient. Now, please, this is a big one. When is akarios, okay? That's the point now. That's the question. When is akarios? When Richard, did I lose you? Okay. When now is Acarius? Verse 3. Slowly. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That is what? Acarius. So that means the days when men are not interested in sound doctrine. The days will come that men are interested in deliverance. They are interested in prosperity against the teaching of the scripture. They are against, or let me say, in the type of prosperity which is against the teaching of the scripture. See this. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap up to themselves teachers. Which type of teachers? People who does not teach sound doctrine, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, from sound doctrine, and shall be turned to fables. Fables. Guess what? I can say we are in such age. We are in such age. When the reigning thing in town is not Bible interpretation, the reigning thing in town is not the knowledge of Christ. So our time is like Acarius. Are you with me? When you go and preach to somebody and they will be telling you that, okay, so after the message, what else? Okay, Christ for what? No, Christ for Christ. Christ for you. No. I need Christ for my. That is Acarius. Out of season. So out of season does not mean that when you don't have money or when you are broke. No, it means when the response of men does not show that they are ready for sound doctrine. Acarius. When men are after their own way, when it looks like everyone is not interested, when it looks like the message of Christ is not the reality in town, let's dance. Everything now double, double. Promotion now double, double. In fact, your marriage now double, double. Salvation now double, double. Imagine a double salvation. No, it will be, it will negate. You understand? So, when it looks like the message is not the reality in town, what is the drive for most mountainous prayers? You know, I'll ask for you now. We go very well. Pardon, we don't have good mountains here. I don't know the type of mountains you guys have here. These ones are scary. They are not holy. Go to Ibadan. Go to Akure. Oh God. You see mountain. Prayer mountain. You drop your... Well, no. There, you cannot be distracted by WhatsApp. There's no network there. There's network in this one. You know, just remember that once you cross one place there, your phone will just go. That you have entered God's zone. God's zone. Your phone will just... Your network go. The bar is turned to zero. Oh God, dear. Now you know that from water you are kilometers away. From anything, you just find a juniper tree, stay there. You are by me. So the point is that what is the motivation? And what's the motivation? My wife went. Of course. How would she not go? She will have to. Bubu went. Abi, remember? Bubu went. Draga. Bubu went to pray. Amen. Some of you have not been to mountain before. Oh, if I was there, I know. Sometimes, give us mountains, okay? We go. I'll pack all of you there. Okay, so, but the funny thing is that you will actually see people on the mountain for 60 days, 30 days. Go and check their prayer points. Hope you know, after you have prayed for things, okay, for 60 days, how will you come and meet such a person? Christ is all. You hear or more me possibly? What you are saying is that you have not seen you have not seen the wickedness of life. Ah, oh mommy, oh my yo. You hear? Baba she, Baba she, she, she. They can say that for how many hours? 7 hours. 7 hours. Baba she, Baba she, Baba she. For the time will come when they don't want to hear anything. Is it paining me that I didn't know who I did? The first person that I heard Dr. DK saying further than that in the early 90s, they should have stopped him then. Somebody should have stopped him. Say, sir, no. That thing has entered not just Nigerian churches, though. Big influence. Big influence. Covenant partner. Who started it? Bible? Where? Come and be covenant partners with your geo. And that's all you say. Don't worry. Baba is praying for me. Say, no. Baba is praying for me. Say, don't worry. Say, Baba will take your prayer points to God. Amen, amen. So, because of such time, what is your job? He told you be instant. At such a time, it will be difficult. Like when you came back one day, he said, Pastor, all these are your people. I will preach to them, they will rejoice. They say, yeah, glory, nah, yeah, yeah. The next day, as I'm coming, they will see me. Yeah? You escape. What is happening? Yeah, it's simply Acarius. It's a time. When a lot of bad influence has gone around, to change things, you must be instant. out of season. You know, it's funny that all of you are here. Nobody is under salary. But a lot of you have to forget things, juicy things, to sit down and learn. Would not make sense to a lot of people. But you are not the one that is in folly. They are the ones. That's the point. Okay, so you keep your focus. The message must not change. Please. The message must not change. Like I wrote in my notes, I said you have 4,000 years of the consistency of the prophets as your motivation to be consistent. Hallelujah. You have a 4,000-year record of the consistency of the prophets for you to be consistent. Of that 4,000 years, a singular man took 120 of the years. Noah. Same message, day and night for 120 years. And guess what, bros? He didn't have a single disciple. But what he did, that is why, do you know what? At times, in a bit of let's have many disciples, let the team boom, we compromise standard, we compromise what ought to be. Now say, let's quickly have it. You now gather rebellious goats. No, we have goats, we now have rebellious goats in church. No, you know, sheep, rebellious goats. We now call them children of God. Children of God, when you shout hallelujah, yeah, shout hallelujah to the Lord 21 times. You now gather them, call them saints. It's not the plus one minus 200. So, but see Noah, day and night, 120 years, he kept preaching. His labor spoke after him. What he did, the people there then, they rejected. But like I keep telling you, God will always honor his servants. Oh, God. No, he said something, like he repeated something that I said. I didn't know when I said it. That ministry is supernatural. Keep doing it. Stick with that pattern. You serve God. You serve the one that knows tomorrow from today. You serve the one that will be there when you are not here. The words you spoke today, that people did not listen. You serve the one that will remember in the next 50 years. See, the honor of your life is forever. Just stick with the pattern. Hallelujah. Praise God. Michael, in 2 minutes, play the keyboard. Just stick with the pattern. The honor on your life is for how long? It's forever. You are a man of God. You are a man. You are a servant of a man that does not die. Sorry, I say man. You are a servant of one that does not die. You are employed by an eternal being. That means your labor will always be remembered. Brethren, I beseech you, stick with the pattern. Stick with honest Bible interpretation. Stick with it. When the time comes that they don't want to endure sound doctrine, don't just look at the people. Look at God. Amen, amen. Look at the one you serve. At the end of the day, Isaiah now wrote Isaiah 54. He said, this is as the waters of Noah. See, as I have sworn that this water will not go by the earth again, so also have I sworn I will never be wrought with you. Now use him as a typology of the Messiah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you the truth. The Bible does not really have the documentation of those who gave up. Those who started and gave up, there is no time to record them. Or to record much of them. Do you think the people written in the Bible, they are the only ones inspired? No. For where? There is no document, there is no reverence for those who started and gave up. No reverence. No reverence. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, like, the time, so, like, you have 4,000 years of consistency as your motivation to be what? Consistent. Oh, Christ is not the reigning thing right now. Let's teach business. Let's teach beauty. No, that is only out of season. Your duty is be consistent. If we truly want a world of men filled with the Spirit, a world of men filled with the Spirit, we must hug that pattern. We must not run after the man and leave the pattern. Hug the pattern. Of the know-how of God, how God does his work. That is what you must stick with. Don't just gather people that you say, because John 3:17, they don't know what is there. Preach the gospel. They can't talk. And you say you are raising disciples. Going where? Doing what? Don't raise men that does not know that God's word is priority. That ministry is priority. Don't raise such men. Don't. I beg you, don't. Don't. Don't start creating fanciful stories from the scriptures. You know, there's a pattern that works for many people. They will just read one or two scriptures. They just start talking. Oh, you know that is Twitter. Just start talking. Just read one or two. Just start talking. Give experiences. Give examples. Talk. Yeah, it's better than your listening. But this one, as you just read one or two. You talk. Eh? Let me tell you, even when I'm not here, as far as you or anybody is preaching, you are talking, I'm timing it. If you talk for 10 minutes, you don't open Bible. Hey, God. 10 minutes. 10 minutes is much. You know, are we talkers? Yeah, God, you talk it. Amen. So, the things that appeal to people, that, oh, this is just what they want. So, let us keep it cool. Let's keep it nice. Let's keep it awesome. It's not, you know, it's not that bad. Let us, you know, be gentle with it. Mm. It's only an out of season. Don't shift ground. I beg you, don't shift ground. Don't shift ground. Don't shift ground. Last to go, Vav, and taste to give up. Don't shift ground. I'm done. Don't shift ground for today. Don't shift ground. In season, out of season, don't shift ground. Emphasize the same things. Let the ones that submit their mind to the gospel of Christ, let them be convenient for you. Celebrate them. Value them. Do not go and look for a half Christian, half Muslim somewhere and say, that is who you want to marry. Are you okay? Celebrate those ones. Make a life with those ones. Let your life, let everything about your life show that you value sound doctrine. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, you serve a God that outlives time. Okay? He will reward. So, what must you do? Be consistent. What must you do? Stick with the pattern. What must you do? Stick with what you have been given. Use the tools of God for God's work. Don't change it. Don't tell them what will make them come back to the next service. Give them what God gave you. Don't sell yourself to them. Sell God to them. Don't magnify yourself and leave Christ. No, show them. That's what we do in this place. We don't. It's all our life is not. It's not the point. What's the intent of coming here? Yes, I came from Jamaica to this. Da da da. What? Don't give people what they want to hear. Sound doctrine must not be compromised. You know why? You have a savior. A savior that will be there when you are not there. That man that you preach that didn't listen to you, don't worry. He has gone. Your savior, your God knew that you have spoken. He will send somebody else to remind him of what you have said. I tell you the truth. I'm serious. I say, he's God. is God. Some of you think about everything that happened for you to get here. Think about it. You know that there is a God behind this thing. Block here, block here, block here. Use this one, use this one, use this one, use this one, use this one. This one is not work. Use this one, use this one, use this one. Use Facebook, it's not work. Use Instagram. Use even stupid things. Use. And one day you find yourself there. So don't compromise standard because of what? Of crowd, of acceptability, of audience. No, don't. Oh, hallelujah. I have a present Savior. I have a living God. He's risen from the grave. Stand up, let's sing. I have the Holy Spirit. He's reaching. I have a present Savior.
I have a present Savior.
Yeah.
I have a living Lord. He's risen from the grave. I have His Holy Spirit living inside of me.
He's reaching. We are heaven on earth. We are heaven on earth.
We are heaven on earth. We are heaven on earth.
I'm the man.
I'm the man. The Christ is me.
Hallelujah. You know, he said, Matthew 28. He said, go and preach the gospel. Teaching them all I have commanded you. He now added something. Lo, I am with you. How long? So, when I'm presenting the message to people, what is my mindset? Jesus is here. Hallelujah. How do I think? Jesus is here. Because He's there. I am not saying He's there so that you can think He's there. I'm saying He's there because He said He will be there. Therefore, He's there. So when you see yourself and Jesus preaching with your mouth, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh. Come on, pray about that. Come on. Yeah.
Na 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 na
Lazobale, Lazobala, Lazobala, Dadede, Lazobale, Dadede, Lazobala, Dadadida, Lazobala, Tate, take it to Lazobale, random man in here, no, no. Lizzo take a pal is a valley up it la tate pate bada da body boss a fate tata ta libro chale male male malo sente male 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 sente male niente de do sente de do sente de do zeto to pale a pala da te de e protro sta ca pala mazata le o da da os e mani os non pole rende male male mozun to male protro las matito Tilosa Hallelujah. Amen. Just take that song one more time. Then we go. See, if you have Bible there, just speak it. Just speak it. Let's read this loud and clear for everybody. Just listen. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 12. So, that's the motivation for not saying rubbish. I know, are you with me? That's the motivation. Jesus is here. That's why you don't even think, it's not, it does not cross your mind to say, ah, okay, let me pamper the word. Let me pancake it. See, 1 verse 12, let's read together. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, conversation in the world are more abundantly. Oh, God. Verse 21. 22. See chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 17. Please, 2 verse 17. Chapter 2 verse 17. Want to go? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, as of God, in sight of God, speak we in Christ. Lastly, chapter 4. Let me read verse 1. You now read verse 2. Therefore, we have this ministry. Seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Verse 2, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commended in the sight of who? In the sight of who? Hallelujah. Praise God. See, I'm not left to do ministry alone. Say, I have a present Savior. Say, it's always on duty. Say, when I'm on duty, he's on duty. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, some joy. Some joy. Some joy. Some joy. Some joy. Some joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. That's the motivation, okay? That's the motivation. Because he's always here, okay? He's always here. I have a present
Savior. I have a living Lord.
Risen.
He's risen from the grave.
I have the Holy Spirit.
I have his Holy Spirit.
Reaching.
He's reaching the world to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory to God.
I'm the man. I'm the man.
I'm the man.
God lives in me.
Christ lives in me.
Jesus never.
Jesus never.
Hey, hey,
my good God.
Yeah.
I'm the man.
Glory, glory, glory.
Christ is in me.
Yeah, heaven on earth, yeah.
Heaven on earth. We are heaven on earth.
Thank you.
We are heaven on earth. We are heaven on earth.
We are heaven on earth.
We are heaven on earth. We are heaven on earth. We are heaven on earth. We are heaven on earth. We are heaven on earth. We are heaven on earth. We are heaven on earth.
Yeah.